Chapter 78. It was Frances Nagley on the line from her desk in D.C. She said,
Booten is a very uncommon name, apparently.
I said, Did Stan Lowry tell you to say that?
No. Stan wants to know if she's related to Jim Booten, the baseball pitcher, which she probably is, at least distantly, given how rare the name is. I, however, am basing my conclusion on an hour's solid work, which turned up no Bootens at all, much less any Alice Bootens. Having said that, right now I can't get any further than 3 years back with the Marines, which would miss her anyway, and if she was dishonorably discharged, she probably didn't get the kind of job or income that would show up in too many other places.
She probably lives in a trailer park, I said. Nowhere near Pendleton, either. Southern California is too expensive. She must have moved.
I have a call in to the FBI, and to a pal in USMC Personnel Command for the ancient history, and Stan is hassling his banker friend for the civilian stuff. Although she might not have had a bank account, not if she lived in a trailer park. But whatever, I just wanted to let you know we're on it, that's all. We'll have more later.
How much later?
Tonight, I hope.
Before 8 o'clock would be good.
I'll do my best.
I hung up the phone and decided to stay in the diner for lunch. And inevitably, Devereaux came in less than 10 minutes later in search of her own lunch and, possibly, in search of me. She stepped inside and paused in front of the window with the light behind her, her hair lit up like a halo. Her shirt was very slightly translucent. I could see the curve of her waist, or sense it at least, because I was familiar with it. I could see the swell of her breast. She saw me staring, and she started toward me, and I kicked the opposite chair out an inch. She sat down and brought the backlight with her. She smiled and said,
How was your morning?
I said, No. How was yours?
Ah, busy,
she said. Making any progress?
With what?
Your 3 unsolved homicides.
Apparently the Army solved those homicides, she said, and I'll be happy to do something about them as soon as the Army shares its information.
I said nothing. She said,
What?
You don't seem very interested in finding out who did it, that's all.
How can I be interested?
The Army says it was a civilian.
I understand that.
Do you know who it was?
What?
Do you know who it was?
Are you saying I do?
I said, I'm saying I know how these things work. There are some people you just can't arrest. Mrs. Lindsay would have been one of them, for instance. Suppose she had gone the other way and gotten tooled up and gone and shot somebody. You wouldn't have arrested her for it.
What are you saying?
I'm saying in any town there are people the sheriff won't arrest. She was quiet a long moment.
Maybe, she said. Old man Clancy might be one of them, but he didn't cut any throats. And I'd arrest anyone else, whoever they were.
Okay, I said.
Maybe you think I'm bad at my job.
I said nothing.
Or maybe you think I've lost my edge, because we have no crime here.
I know you have crime here, I said. I know you always did. I'm sure your father saw crimes I can't even imagine.
But?
You don't have investigation here. And you never did. I bet 99 times out of 100, your father knew exactly who did what, right down to the details. Whether he could do anything about it was a different issue. And I bet the 1 case in 100 where he didn't know who did it went unsolved.
You're saying I'm a bad investigator.
I'm saying county sheriff is not an investigator's job. It needs other skills. All kinds of community stuff. And you're good at it.
You have a detective for the other things, except right now you don't.
Any other issues before we order?
Just one, I said.
Which is?
Tell me again. You never dated Reed Riley, right?
Richard, what is this?
It's a question.
No, I never dated Reed Riley.
Are you sure?
Reacher, please.
Are you?
I didn't even know he was here. I told you that.
Okay, I said. Let's order. She was mad at me, obviously, but she was hungry too. More hungry than mad, clearly, because she stayed at the table. Changing tables wouldn't have been enough. She would have had to storm out emphatically, and she wasn't prepared to do that on an empty stomach. She ordered the chicken pie, of course. I ordered grilled cheese. She said,
"There are things you aren't telling me."
I said, "You think?"
"You know who it is."
I said nothing.
"You do, don't you? You know who it is. So this whole thing wasn't about me knowing who it is. It was about you knowing who it is."
I said nothing.
"Who is it?"
I didn't answer.
"Are you saying it's someone I won't arrest? Who won't I arrest? It makes no sense. I mean, obviously, it's a great idea for the army to dump the blame on someone they know will never be arrested. I get that. Because if there's no arrest, there can be no charge, no interview, no trial, and no verdict. Hence, no facts. So everyone can just walk away and live happily ever after. But how could the army know who I wouldn't arrest? Which is nobody, by the way. So this whole thing is crazy."
"I don't know who it is," I said. "Not for sure. Not yet."